Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I am the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform, a space for Black women who are intentionally healing and seeking joy and just wholeness, right, in this thing we call life. I'm in the car, and my spirit is feeling some kind of way, so I decided to go ahead and hit record on this episode. So apologies in advance for any background noises that you might hear as I navigate this traffic and try to focus on this, what I'm saying at the same time. But, y'all, I want to make a quick episode about money. And this is not the main conversation that I want to have pertaining to money. I still want to start having some episodes. I figured this was kind of like a great starting point. I want to be transparent about my thoughts on money and trauma just within this episode, what I can do as I, again, I'm driving. And I really intended for this to be quick. And the catalyst for this or why I am prompted to speak about this is because I was listening to a podcast before I started recording this message. And the person that I was listening to, it's kind of like a motivational podcast. It's a man, a white male, honestly. I get my inspiration from various sources. And he was mentioning how freedom is money. And I think that's something that we obviously all know. Like, the more money you have, the more access to resources that you have, the more access you have to food and safety and shelter and even nice cars and a beautiful home or, you know, whatever it is that you feel like resonates with you. Y'all, I'm sorry I got distracted. There's like a little airplane in the sky, and I could have sworn that thing was kind of like going down at a very rapid pace, so I apologize. That really distracted me, and it has leveled off, and it is apparently safe, but for a few seconds, it was, I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, that's all well and good, but as soon as he said that, like, his question was, what does freedom mean for you? Like, just kind of like navigating that. And he started instantly talking about money. And that hit my spirit in such a way because in my mind, it was just kind of like, must be nice for when you think about freedom, the first question that you ask is like kind of like, how much money do you want to make? I don't think that is necessarily the first question that Black people, myself included, when I think about freedom, I don't automatically think about money. That's not my go-to. And I feel like a part of my journey, part of my struggle, I've struggled tremendously. Please be clear. I've struggled tremendously when it comes to finances because the traumas that I've gone through, the the way that I view money, the relationship that I have with money. And if you don't think that you have a relationship with money, sis, I'm going to tell you that you do. Everybody has a relationship with money, and it all looks different, okay? My relationship with money was very like, ooh, money, I need it, I got to have it. But it's also like, ooh, go away, I don't deserve to have money. Who am I to think that I can have nice things? Who am I to think that I can have X amount of dollars in my bank account? Like, it's just very hectic and chaotic, okay? It's definitely gotten much, much better in the last few years. Like, this year, like, things are definitely shifting. It's taken some time to get to where I am now. I'm not saying that I'm the next, I don't know, insert rich person here, rich bitch here, but things are definitely changing, but it has taken time to even get to this point. It's taken time and so much stress, so much struggle. I've had to get my mind right. I've had to really just make some shifts in just who I am as a person to even feel like I can even have money, okay? So if you are kind of like where I started, which honestly, girl, I feel you, okay? Because just to even get to where I am now, it took a hell of a lot, okay? So I want to be very clear about that, and I want to make sure you know that regardless of where you're starting, like, there's no judgment here, honey, because I can tell you some stories that would just knock your socks off, and you'd be like, what? Really? So, yeah, but the first thing I think about when I think about freedom, it is not about money, and I'll tell you why. It's because, first of all, before you can, in my opinion, have any type of freedom here on earth, it starts within ourselves. It starts with your mind. It starts with what's going on internally, okay? So if it's chaotic and things are popping off in your spirit, if things are popping off on the inside, I can almost guarantee you that the money situation, your money is funny. If you get it, you can't hold on to it. If you get it, you can't save it. If you earn it, that's even a big if, because a lot of times we don't even feel like we're, like I said before, worthy of having money, worthy of earning X amount of income, worthy of saying, you know what, I want a life of ease and earning money in the quote-unquote normal way where you got to hustle, grind, damn near kill yourself to earn money, okay? And we're not going to even talk about how there's inequalities in what I would make as a black woman, as a woman versus someone else, right? We're not even going to talk about that, but, like, to even feel like you are worthy of earning X amount of dollars. Like, I used to say, you know, I want to make $100,000 a year, like, I want to make, or when I was younger, I want to be a millionaire, da, 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 da. No, not even really realizing that on the inside, I would never earn $1 million. I would never earn $100,000. I was capped at like $50,000, $60,000 a year for a very long time because internally, I honestly never even thought. Well, how about this? On a subconscious level, I never even thought, even though I was saying like, yeah, you know, I want to earn X amount of dollars, on the inside, like, you know, way deep down, when you peel back the layers, okay, when we take off the mask of who we pretend to be, I never thought I could earn that kind of money. I didn't think I was good enough to have that kind of money. All I saw was struggle. All I saw was life being threatened to be cut off. All I saw was empty refrigerators. All I saw was us, like, having to borrow money and just different things like that. I've talked about this before. My mom did the absolute best she could when it came to just like rearing two children on her own, okay, and that came with its own set of challenges. But as far as like me having this desire or this belief within myself and even this faith in God, and this is even something that I still kind of think about, like when I talk to God in my conversations, I'm like, you know, am I even allowed to have wealth as a follower of God? Am I even allowed to have wealth? I used to call myself a Christian, so let's just say that. As a Christian, can I even have wealth? Like, God doesn't want me to be wealthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, just having those kind of things, that type of inner struggle in my identity, in my faith, in who I am, in what I can do, and also that struggle in even if I could make this money, just the fact that just to even get to a certain amount of money, you got to damn near beat yourself into and mold yourself into this person who works 40, 50, 60 hours a week just to even hit 100K. That's what I used to think, okay? I don't believe that anymore. I'm not about that life. I am in the mindset now, or I'm strengthening my mindset now that says it is okay for me to earn and receive money, okay?
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
I am worthy of earning money, and I'm worthy of doing it in a way that feels not so. I mean, we live in a society, a very capitalistic society. We know this to be true. We gotta have money to eat, okay? So I guess technically we're all capitalists because listen. This society revolves around money as a form of value. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give money to be able to get your needs met, okay, for the most part. But the way that I want to do it is no longer how I thought it would be before. Like, I thought I had to sit in a cubicle all day. I thought I had to be miserable working next to people that I had to talk to when I didn't feel like talking, okay? I had to put on the mask and pretend that I was just so excited to talk again about place to sell furniture. So excited to talk about, again, selling office furniture, day in and day out. I did that for like 20 years, y'all. 20 years of furniture, office furniture. Listen, if you need somebody to help design your office, I'm your girl. Okay? I have that skill set. If you got some cubicles you need in your office, if you need to figure out how to do your lobby and your break room and your private office and the type of desks and woods and laminate and veneer and the type of ergonomic chair you need, what your budget is, like, listen, I got that all day, every day, but that was not what I aspired to when I was younger. I never thought when I was like 10, 15, 20, gee, I think I'll work in the office for 20 years and 20 plus years, excuse me, and sell office furniture. Like, that was not my passion, you know what I'm saying? But it was like I fell into, like, okay, average salary over that 20-year period, at least in the last 10 years, average salary per year was between 45 and, I don't know, I don't have the numbers in front of me, so let's just say 45,000 and maybe like 65,000, 70,000 per year, somewhere in there, as a Black woman, as a single mom with no degree. That was shmoney, honey. You get what I'm saying? So, of course, I sat there for year upon year upon year upon year upon year, thinking this was as good as it was going to get. That was the mindset that old Bree had. But I had to do so much internal work, sis. There is so much work to be done, not just for money's sake, but when it comes to, like, liberation, freedom, connection, community, self-acceptance, self-love, like, faith, and like, all those things, right? Before you can even think about really what it means to have financial freedom, because, again, you can go out there and win $1 million today, and I can guarantee you, if you haven't done the inner work, if you haven't taken the time to sit with yourself, okay, let's be real, that money will not be there 6 months to a year from now. It just won't. Even me, older Bree, have $1 million today, 6 months, a year from now, that money has burned a hole through my damn pocket, all right? I'm just being 100 with you. So hearing him talk about what does freedom look like, and it automatically just goes into that conversation of money, I think the money part is important. And again, I want to have these conversations about money. I want to have these conversations about our money stories. I'm not the expert. I mean, I'm the expert at my story. I can give you my insights and things I've uncovered, but I would prefer to also be in conversation with people that are further down the road in regards to money, okay? But, so yeah, the money part is important, but sis, I just got to tell you, like, if you are struggling with your finances, if you are where I was even just a couple of years ago, like, and you're thinking, like, why in the hell is it so hard for me with money? First of all, it's not your fault, okay? A lot of us were not shown, okay, this whole money thing. A lot of us, we were just in poverty. Like, our parents were doing the very best. They might have taught you some things, but how much of us can say, yeah, I came from money? We talked about money every day. We studied money. We invested money. Like, a lot of us, we were just trying to survive from day to day, okay? So it's not your fault. There is no, even, I don't care what mistakes you've made with money, it's not your fault. I'm not saying don't take accountability for maybe some of the decisions you've made as an adult, but what I'm saying is you don't know what you don't know, and we definitely have to give ourselves grace when it comes to this kind of stuff. But I firmly believe that there will not be any financial freedom until you get your mind right. Can you do those things in conjunction with one another? I feel like you can, but you got to have that self-awareness, okay? Because that money that you come in, all as in well-intended as it may be, if you still have a lot of chaos on the inside, it's going to show up in your money. It's going to show up in your patterns. It's going to show up in your habits. It's going to show up in your thoughts. It's going to show up. It's going to show up everywhere. So the inside is not the outside. It's like if the inside and the outside don't match, you know what I'm saying? Like you got to just make sure you're doing the work is what I want to stress in a nutshell. So, again, more money conversations to come. I really just wanted to make this quick, but I just had to say, like, yes, financial freedom, that is a part of liberation, because a lot of us, and it's not even about making a million, a billion, all that. Like, a lot of us, we just want to make sure that we're solid. We want to make sure that we can leave a legacy for our children that they can build upon. We want to make sure that our kids don't have to go through the shenanigans and foolishness that we had to, right? We want to set them up for success in a better way, like launch and propel them forward. So we're doing this work. But we got to make sure that we, not only are we thinking about the future, but we got to think about the now too. And we have to start bringing that self-awareness into, again, our money stories now, okay? And before you can get to that financial freedom, you have to really be observant and keen and understand, like, where you are right now in this moment. Like, you have to get naked with yourself and figure out, like, where am I? What's my money story? Where do I need some healing? What do I need to take a look at? Where do I need help to get my mind right so that I can just begin to reimagine what freedom, financial freedom and liberation when it comes to money, what does that look like? What is possible for me? Because I didn't think on a subconscious level that it was possible for me. And so I just kept self-sabotaging over and over and over and over. Like, I've talked about this on a podcast before. It's probably nothing new for you. But seriously, financial freedom is not necessarily going to come just because you do the quote-unquote things externally. You got to work on the inside too, sis. It all goes together, okay? So that's literally all I wanted to say. I wanted to keep this really short because, again, I'm driving. But, yeah, definitely much, much more to come. I'm trying to figure out who I can connect with. I have some ideas already, so I'm starting to put some feelers out. But we're gonna roll it all into Brown Girl Self-Care. Don't you worry. I want to start talking about money because I feel like the more transparent we are, the more we share our stories, the more I am honest about kind of like my journey and things like that, this is all community building, okay? This is all going into the self-care bucket, all right? This is all going into the freedom bucket. This is all going into the liberation bucket. This is all going into the self-acceptance and self-love bucket, all right? So we're getting there, y'all. We are definitely getting there. So just put a pin in the whole money topic, and I will circle back with it down the line in the very near future, okay? All right. Okay, so that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. If you haven't yet, want to join me and support my work, feel free to go to patreon.com/browngirlselfcare and join me there. I have a very small little private community there. And, or on social media, hit me up in the DMs and we can connect. So that's it for the episode. Have an amazing week, and I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.